focus on the little things, and that's in all aspects. I think we all live our lives with a greater sense of worth than, or you know, in every situation, in every scenario, than will probably ever happen or will ever be. You know, our greatest worth and our greatest focus and our biggest deal will ever be is in heaven. So to wait around in this life, you know, for something grand to happen, for the big ways God's going to use you, or the big success you're going to have in this life, or any of that stuff, is really nonsensical. So if we focus on the little things, and I mean all the way down from your, what you get irritated from, the sins in your life, your work in glorifying God and all that you do, your prayer, your heart, I mean everything in this life really depends all on the little things. And those are the hardest to control, the hardest to keep under wraps, because I mean I'm the first one to admit that, you know, I can handle the storms in life. You know, I've been tried and tested, and I'm completely trusting and steadfast in Christ when those times come. But somebody cuts me off while I'm driving and I'm just enraged. It's the little things that just completely control me, and it's super convicting to think about this stuff. Because it's always the little things that are going to ramp up and be proof and evidence of your connection, of your growth, of your life in Christ. So as much as we need to have an eternal perspective, we also need to be thinking small. Think the little things in life. The everyday, minuscule things. I mean, just like Christ said, keep it, you know, hold every thought captive. That's small. I mean, everything starts in our brain. You know, the very things we think, with no action, no one knows what you're thinking other than God. That's about that. You can't get much smaller than that. However, that is everything that will come forth from you, whether you act on those thoughts or whether it's just building up into a great, big, terrible thing. Going into a college and shooting up the Christian students is not something that just happens overnight. Okay, that's ignorance and rage being taught from a young age and building up for a long time. Having an affair on your spouse is not something that just all of a sudden you just had the urge to do. That's been, you know, building up of a lot of secret sinning going on. You know, stealing things from your work or the big, you know, embezzlement, you know, things you hear about on the news. So all this stuff, it all starts little. It's little steps in the wrong direction. So with everything that you're not thinking anyone sees or that you're not even paying attention to, that's the biggest thing, is we don't even realize half the little things that we're doing. We need to start becoming sensitive to it. So as much as we need to focus on our big sins that we're always, you know, controlling us, or that we're trying to always pray about, let's make it a habit of all the little things. What's your attitude while you're driving? What's your attitude while, you know, you're with your family or friends, or when people are starting to talk about somebody else? You know, the gossip starts happening, and do you remain shut, or do you giggle, or do you add into the conversation? I mean, there's so many little things that we need to start controlling, and controlling all of glory of God, because all those little things God sees, God knows our hearts and why we're making those little sacrifices. Because we want to be closer to Him, because we want to glorify Him, because we love Him, and because He's commanded us to. So pray. And matter of fact, I'm just going to end this with a prayer. Father God, please help us today. Because as the little things often pass us by, we need to be praying every single moment of every single day. And that just simply means, Lord, help us to be better at just communicating with You on a daily basis. On a moment-to-moment basis. Let us sing Your praises in our head. Let us be memorizing Scripture, that we can be constantly having You in mind and You in focus, so that our character becomes so that we're not striving so hard every single day for these little things and even big things, but that our character is just being made more like Christ every single day. Father, You are great and perfect, and we deserve nothing from You, but we ask these things humbly, flat on our faces. Say, Lord, give us this grace today. Help us to remember the little things. Help us to notice our little downfalls, that we may start from the core, start from the root of our problems, so they don't build into bigger and terrible things. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You for our only mediator between us and You. Thank you that we can come to you, even in these prayers, and constant prayers every single day, and that you hear every single one of them. We thank you for that. Father, let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us today. I pray that we get God smacked when we are out of line. Lord, help that Holy Spirit to convict us more and more when we are out of line in our minds, out of line in our speech, anything. Lord, help us to draw near to you today, Lord. All this we ask only by your precious Son, in Jesus' name, amen.